President Lyndon B. Johnson once said, "In our home, there was always prayer, aloud and unapologetic." And coming up, Pastor Xavier Reese mentions important elements we ought to include in our prayers in order to realize God's great and mighty simple truths.
The disciples asked Jesus to teach him to pray, and he gave an example of the content, not for the pattern to repeat it, the Lord's Prayer. It's not even the Lord's Prayer, because there's petition for forgiveness of sins. Jesus could never pray it in Matthew 6:5. Prayer is not to be used to bring attention to yourself, like the Pharisees. Prayer is for the ears of God, not man. Prayer is not to be repetitious, like a parrot. And prayer is not to inform God about things, but to seek God on what he desires, his will. Prayer is marked by characteristics of relationship, his dwelling in heaven, his holiness, his kingdom to come, his will to be done, our dependency upon him, the daily bread, for forgiveness of sins, and for deliverance from the evil one. Those are things that our prayer should contain. Okay? Those are important things. The believer is instructed much about prayer. Jesus said, "Men ought always to pray and not lose heart." Luke 18:1. Reverse it. Men faint or lose heart because they don't pray. Simple. Paul said that we are to pray without ceasing. 1 Thessalonians 5:1. Praying always in all prayer, supplication of the Spirit, being watchful to all things, and persevering in supplication for all the saints. Ephesians 6:18, praying for one another. We interact with one another. We know our lives to an extent. We ask each other to pray for each other and our kids and everything, for the world, whatever is going on. Be anxious for nothing, but in all things by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, make your requests known to God. In the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians 4, 6-7. It's a constant diligence to rest in God. Men are to pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without doubt or wrath. 1 Timothy 2:8. James says, you ask in faith without doubting. James 1:6. The believer is to pray to see God work, not simply get things from God. Remember Jeremiah 33:3, he says, "Call on me and I will answer you, and I will show you great and mighty things which you do not know." That's what I need, for God to show me things that I don't know. I'm not a know-it-all. I don't know everything. In fact, I know very little. Jesus said, "Pray to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers to his harvest." We pray and we see God work. And sometimes we pray, get up, and are part of the work. Like Daniel, we cast ourselves on the mercies of God for our prayers. The mercies of God are great. They are abundant. They are tender. They are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. In the 40 years I've walked with God, what can I say? Just utter, utter faithfulness in spite of my rottenness. Wow.
You've been listening to Simple Truths with Pastor Xavier Reese, a daily devotional of the enriching and precious truths found in God's Word. CD copies are available of the studies you hear each day on our broadcast simply by calling 800-651-8352 or log on to calvarychapelpasadena.com for information on various other messages from Pastor Xavier. There, you'll also get information on our weekly services, announcements, even hear this program again at the radio listings link. It's all at calvarychapelpasadena.com. And join us next time for more Simple Truths.